Hey, folks, welcome on Monday here, and Gloria Grover is going to join us. Gloria, as you know, came up with a show that we greenlit called Gloria Grubner Worldwide. She was using her maiden name, which I can't figure out whether it's either Grubner or Grubner or Gruber or Gruber. Yeah, this is the thing on this show. Everybody changes their name. So you find that funny, don't you? No, not really. And thank you for not changing your name every 5 seconds, General. You never know. So this one, though, predates those Gloria Grubner, Gruber, Goober shows.
Not Goober.
This one predates those shows. It's called I'm Gloria Grover and I'm Alive, where she announces her engagement to Dr. Elcott and also that all male members of ETNS must wear skin-tight pants. This was a big moment for Gloria. Let's listen now. Gloria Grover. Yeah, Gloria Grover and I'm Alive.
I'm Gloria Grover, and I'm alive.
Gloria Grover, from the Elcott The Next Step Redeemery in Big Sur, California, Gloria Grover is alive.
Yes, I'm alive. I am pulsating with the rhythms of life, and I want to tell you how you can reach that level with me. Gloria Grover. It's all in with me, Gloria Grover. I'm alive.
Gloria Grover from the Elcott Redeemery in Big Sur, California.
Along with me this morning, I'm very proud to have with me my son, Larry, who is not yet a novitiate or initiate, but Larry is his own man. But I know that you desperately want to become a member of Elcott The Next Step, don't you, Larry?
Yes, I do, Mother. I do.
Okay. I know that we have Dr. Ed Elcott.
I wanted to make just a comment.
All right, but we have Dr. Elcott coming on here in just a moment.
Yeah, the panorama is going to be rolled out this weekend, and it'll be rolled out for a very special reason, but I wanted to say something before we roll it out.
You know, hold on, because I have an announcement to make. I know Dr. Elcott would like to come on with us and make that announcement.
All right.
Let me see if we have Dr. Elcott online. And there he is. Dr. Elcott, how are you?
Yes, and very, very pleasant good day to you, Gloria. And hello, Larry.
Yes, Dr. Elcott.
And Ed, if I may call you Ed, and I am allowed by the prudence and the tenets of Elcott The Next Step in the Elcotta, as well as the Elcottia and the Nescafe Effervescence, I'm allowed to say, Ed, you and I are engaged officially this weekend when we roll out the panorama.
We are indeed, and
I hadn't heard anything about it.
And Larry, and we are asking you, Larry, to debut the panorama at our engagement celebration and presentation that will be happening this coming Saturday and Sunday at the Elcott Redeemery in Ventura, California, the brand new Elcott Redeemery.
Okay, and when you say roll out the panorama...
Well, Larry will answer all questions in due time, but aren't you happy for it, son?
Yeah, I'm very happy. Congratulations, Dr. Elcott.
Larry, thank you very much for giving me the hand of your mother in matrimony, as this will be an official engagement.
Yes, this is not... We're not going to be getting married.
I understand it's an engagement party.
It will be not an engagement party. We call it an engagement presentation, an engagement... presentation de presentation, and that is...
I'm sorry.
Wait a minute.
Larry.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
The presentation de presentation is a presentation elevated to the next rung, which is almost a purification. It's almost a religious and a spiritual uplifting and offering on into the ether. And so, in asking your mother's hand, and Elcott The Next Step, we don't really call it marriage.
No, we don't call it marriage. We call it the scented blending.
The scented blend. Isn't that beautiful, Larry?
Yeah, it's very nice.
And with you in the panorama, as well as we'll have five or six of our novitiates, you'll be the only one at the presentation day presentation who will not be... a novitiate, but you will be in the panorama.
Yes, and son, I want you to know how proud I am of you. I hope someday you do become an initiate.
Well, I'm very interested in it, and I want to be an initiate, but I have, you know...
We understand that you have questions. We would rather that you not keep, you know, hanging on. If you've got questions, ask them, and let's get you into Elcott, the next step. Let's get you into your new rubber suit, as we call it when we say an initiate is coming into Elcott, the next step. We say he's slipping into his rubber suit.
And it's called a rubber suit because of the flexibility required to...
The flexibility required, yes, to adapt to the Elcott, the next step tenets.
Now, we haven't come. You're in the bathtub.
I am. I've had a very rough day. I had three or four different meetings with the overlords today concerning the new Redeemer in Ventura. And, of course, with the Panorama, they want to make sure that it rolls out, that everyone's sizes, and of course, sizing... In the Panorama is relative.
No, I'm not really familiar with the...
Don't worry, we'll tell you.
Yeah.
No, I know you're not familiar with the term Panorama, and we'll let you know. Gloria has something to announce. You've mutated, and you have buffaloed and buffooned, haven't you?
I have, Ed, and today I can announce to our listeners, to our novitiates, initiates, to our priesterlies, to the great overlords who oversee and overlook a great many transgressions. They tirelessly look after us to make sure that we don't trip and fall down into the cavity of creation, the overlords.
Wahoo, wahoo.
Wow.
Wahoo, wahoo.
Oh, wow.
Wahoo.
Larry?
Wah-wah-wah.
No, it's not wah-wah.
Larry, it's wahoo, wah-wah-wah.
Wahoo, wahoo.
Wow.
Wahoo, wahoo.
Oh, wow.
Wahoo, wahoo.
Wah-wah-wah-woo-woo.
Jesus H. Christ.
All right, okay, that's all right, Ed. Larry, you can work on that.
Yes, Mother, I understand. I'll work on it.
Anyway, it is a wonderful day of celebration, ladies and gentlemen, as Dr. Elcott and I will be ravined, and then we will...
Now, many of you will probably wonder what being ravined means. If a ravine, as you know, is a deep indentation in the Earth's crust, much like a canyon, but much smaller. When a couple is ravined, they're inserted and they are covered. It is a moment of privacy. And this weekend, because of our presentation and elevation there as an engaged couple in the blending, Gloria and I, Ms. Overlord Shuggy, which is a higher level, you know.
I know that it's embarrassing for you, Dr. Elcott. You're not an overlord. You're marrying one. I get it, okay?
Yeah, it's just, and the overlords know this. They know that it's embarrassing for me and that I know they're doing everything they can, but every time I introduce you to someone, I say, this is my girlfriend, Overlord Shuggy, and they'll look at me like I'm a bad stink.
And Dr. Elcott.
Okay, no, all right, so...
All right, let's stay positive, Ed. So this weekend, you'll be in the Panorama.
I got to know what the Panorama is what?
The Panorama is basically all members of the Elcott Cove and Cave. All members of Elcott Cove and Cave celebrations, all members of individual coves and caves. It's what we call an individual Elcott chapter is called a cave. You're in a cave, and you're in the cavity of creation. Each man must wear skin-tight pants. And this is the symbol now of Elcott, the next step. Whether you see the priesterlies or the overlords, whether you see initiates or novitiates, the men are all wearing super skin-tight pants that are sucked right up. And this is, as it should be, this is called the Panorama, that is the no-can-do or the transparency.
Yeah, exactly. And the transparency is important in Elcott, the next step, because the ego must be shattered, Larry. You know this, don't you?
I understand, Mother, about the ego.
Well, that's the whole point of Elcott, the next step, Larry, is to shatter ego. Hold on for just a minute, because I got to get some hot water here. Oh, shit.
Ed, we can hear that.
I'm terribly sorry. Turn on. And so, yes, so you'll be wearing sucked up, sucked in, skin-tight jeans or pants.
Are these going to be provided? So they have to be skin-tight?
Yes, they have to be skin-tight. They have to almost suck up the crack. Everything must be as it should be and as it will be in a shattering ego.
This is the whole point, Larry.
Now, as I mentioned, Gloria, you have been uplifted, and prior to our ravining, you now have a pronouncement and go-nouncement to make.
I do, and I want everyone to know that I have reached a level in Elkhart. We don't believe one can have actual X-ray vision, but I have very powerful, powerful depth perception.
Yeah, all right. That's a little pause.
Congratulations, Mother.
Right, you don't know what we're talking about, though, do you?
Not really.
I have very powerful, powerful depth perception. I don't have X-ray vision, but my depth perception...
Well, what does that mean?
Well, if she has powerful depth perception, okay...
Yeah, you can see here and then way, way back. I can't describe other than to say that it's the next best thing to X-ray vision.
And having really great depth perception. Now, no one in Elkhart the next step, other than overseers and some of the higher tiers of overlords, have X-ray vision. Your mother, Larry, has elevated, progressed, and transmutated into the unified eyeball.
So the unified eyeball being great depth perception.
Yes, yes. Great depth perception.
And better than most people.
Better than any people. Your mother's depth perception... you know, she might as well be able to see right through someone's pants. She might as well be able to see right through someone's skirt or someone's...
Does it have to be someone's clothing?
No, of course not. God almighty.
Oh, my God, Larry.
Well, what can you see through?
I can't see through anything.
She can't see through anything, Larry, but her depth perception is outstanding.
Like, I can walk downstairs and almost just... I can dance downstairs, my depth. Do you realize how powerful your depth perception must be to dance down some stairs?
I hadn't...
Yes, that's what you...
Fred Astaire might have had that kind of depth perception.
Exactly, but my depth perception... And so I'm on my way to the closest thing that we have. Ed said that we have X-ray vision and Elkhart the next step. Not quite, but...
Well, but it's great depth perception. Is what we call it.
Okay.
Larry, this is a very big thing.
This is a wonderful thing, Larry, and I would think, I would hope, and I would pray that you'd congratulate me.
Mother, congratulations on having great depth perception.
Well, wow, that was almost like someone cut one that was a little wet and runny, you know?
I don't know. I'm sorry that...
Larry, I have great depth perception, and you will be panoramaed.
Think of it, Larry. This weekend, your mother will be looking around and almost able to see through, and I'm not saying this is the goal of great depth perception, but she'll be able to look past people and, like, see somebody in the back row, finger in his nose. Who knows? We put these things to the test. And then the other thing is, you'll be in skin-tight pants this weekend. Aren't you proud of that?
Yeah, I'm proud of being in the panorama. I'm proud that you and Mother are having your blending, and you'll be having your offering blending, which is the same thing as an engagement party. But, you know, I'm going to be walking around in skin-tight pants while Mother is looking in the back row at a guy picking his nose.
Why do you insist, Larry? Why do you insist on defiling and deballing? That is to geld alive the Elkhart spirit.
Larry, my God, everything I've tried to do with you, we can't level you because you're not a member of Elkhart the next step.
That's one of the reasons why I won't join, so I can express my free view and my freedom of the...
Free view? Are you talking about free speech?
Yeah, that's it, free speech.
Okay, and now he's going to give us... Are you going to... God...
Ed, watch it. You're on my show.
Okay, I...
And I'm an overlord.
You gonna level the very man you love?
Want to say that again?
Are you gonna level the man you love?
No, I am not. But I will tell you, Larry, that I'm gonna see you in the full panorama this weekend for our initial blending. That is, you'll be wearing spray-on slacks. I want to see them sprayed on, skin tight, something right. If you want something right out of a 1980s punk band.
God damn.
Well, that's why we call it the panorama and the full disclosure. So that...
Right, so you can see how large my ball sack is, something like that.
Oh. Oh.
Look what you did to Ed. Look what you did to Dr. Elkhart.
I'm sorry, Dr. Elkhart, but I don't understand it.
The skin-tight pants are a way of shredding ego, peeling away the outer layers of the ego onion until you find the very center, that is the fragrant center of the ego onion, and you use that on the salad of self-realization. And once you consume the salad of self-realization and you drink the beer of mental refinement, you get up, go to the bathroom, and have a truth movement, not a bowel movement. You have a truth movement into the toilet drops.
What, into the toilet drops Elcott truth? The only thing...
Shut your mouth. Shut your...
Larry, you shut up.
I'm not an Elcott the next step. You can't level me.
No, but I can tell you. I can order you now to get into the panorama.
He can. He can tell you, because you're related to me, Larry, to slip into skin-tight pants.
Oh, come on.
Then be quiet. Now, after you have a truth movement and you flush, then you go back to the table of happiness. You order the dessert of spiritual freedom. Okay. You, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here. I'm listening.
Okay. And then and only then do you get up and walk very slowly wearing the skin-tight pants of the panorama. You'll never get it.
Now, I'm looking at Larry right now, Dr. Elcott. You got the dumb look on your face, Larry.
Who would understand what this is? I'm simply happy that you're getting married, Mother. I'm happy that you're having this blending, this initial blending offering, this party. And, okay, if I got to put on skin-tight pants...
That's what...
Dr. Elcott, are you going to be wearing skin-tight pants?
That's none of your business.
That is only revealed at blend hour number one.
Yes. You know that, don't you?
No, I do not know that.
No. It will only be revealed whether I'm wearing skin-tight pants at blend hour number one. That is the first hour of the initial offering, the initial blending offering, the engagement party. I will then come down a spiral staircase there at the Redeemery, and people will know when they first see my ankle and calf if the slacks are skin-tight, if I'm wearing shorts, or I'm wearing the all-in.
Yes, and the all-in...
I know what the all-in is. That's essentially... that's a thong.
Yeah, it's a thong. Something that I may choose to wear.
Yes, and that is the prerogative of a priesterly, even though the individual he's marrying is an overlord.
You'd wear a thong at...
Yes, I'd wear a thong. There's nothing offensive about me wearing slip-on Skechers, a thong, and a vest. Is that him laughing?
That's my son. Larry, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Dr. Elcott, I can't...
You can't what? You can't what? Get an erection?
Ed, that's uncalled for.
I'm sorry. I don't like being laughed at by this, you know, underachieving...
Ed, watch it. It's my son, and I'm about to level you.
Shit. Okay, thanks a lot. That's about the skin-tight pants.
Ed, you don't talk to me that way or talk about my son. You understand?
I understand, okay.
Now, you'll be coming down the spiral staircase of self-evidence. You'll be wearing the panorama alberghetti, which means they're skin-tight, but once they get up to the crotch area, they balloon out.
Yes, I am entitled to that as a priesterly.
All other men will be wearing simply the full panorama, or that is the display.
Meaning skin-tight pants right up the crotch, everything.
Yes. Why do you turn this into something filthy and something that is anything other than what it is? A joyous celebration and an honor.
You should be honored that you're wearing skin-tight pants and that your mother has great depth perception.
I think that the whole...
Don't say it, Larry. Man, don't do it, man. Don't do it.
Larry, I am proud to call you son-in-law at some point in the future, but this coming weekend, it will be our rollout. It will be our self-realization. It will be our unification, the blending, wearing the panorama, sucked-up, skin-tight pants, your mother with great depth perception. What could be wrong with that?
I...
Yeah, okay. We'll take a break. This is Gloria Grover. I'm alive.
Gloria Grover, I'm alive. We'll be right back from the Elcott Redeemery in Big Sur, California.
Yes, the skin-tight pants.
Eaton Westerberg here for the Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass. It's something that every family should have. I have it for myself, my wife, and my four children. Each individual backstage passes. That's five. That means that none of us are without the great sounds and joy and charismatic feel and appeal of the Phil Henry Show. There's comedy, there's humor, there's education, there's political opinion, and there is freedom of thought, the most important thing that there is in this world. A backstage pass to the Phil Henry Show for 1 month is less than $10. For a whole year, it's less than $7 a month. You cannot beat it, as they say on The Phil Hendry Show. You couldn't beat it if it was your very own meat.
What the hell?
You can't.
Get a backstage pass today. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, the greatest value online, other than the porn. You know?
I'm Gloria Grover. Welcome back to I'm Alive.
Not Mother.
You got something to say?
Well, I mean...
What? Go ahead, say it.
I mean, I'm alive. You're making it sound like you're Catherine Coleman.
Oh, God. Ed, did you hear that?
Catherine Coleman? You never say the name Catherine Coleman in Elcott the Next Step. Catherine Coleman is not to be mentioned. She's not to... No pictures of her. Nothing. That's because Catherine Coleman put basically an envelope of appeal over the top part of my head.
That means Ed was...
What, you're attracted to her?
No, that...
Ed got an erection.
Yes. Thanks a lot, Gloria.
Well, how else do you say it to someone who's not an initiate? Ed got an erection every time he saw Catherine Coleman.
You gotta be putting me on.
Listen, my man. Take care of your own knitting. I'm Dr. Ed Elcott, a priestly. You will be in the panorama this weekend.
I know, skin-tight jeans.
Wow. You...
We did not anticipate, ladies and gentlemen, and you can kill that organ playing. Hey, Ciro, kill it, will you?
Welcome, folks.
I got it, Larry. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, as every blended family, as every new family experiences, we're having a couple of rough moments. Dr. Elcott is in the bathtub. You didn't have time to get out of the tub and get into clothes and do this like a normal human being, huh?
Well, I'm sorry, Gloria. I, as I said, I was having a very difficult day. We were wrestling with the borders of the panorama, how tight, up what crevice. These are things that have to be dealt with.
I understand that, but that doesn't take all day.
What are you, breaking my balls? Oh, forget it.
Oh, breaking your balls? No, this is called breaking your balls, okay?
Okay, I'm sorry to do it. Sorry about that.
Right.
And you know, I happen to be in water. I could be burned alive.
Were you?
No, I wasn't.
So this weekend, Ed and I, let's take a phone call here while we can. We've got a number of people who want to wish us well, Ed, on our announced blending.
Well, we'd love to hear from people.
We would. Here's Oscar in Chattanooga. Oscar, hello, and welcome to I'm Gloria Grover, I'm Alive.
Listen, this is a wonderful day, a red-letter day, Dr. Elcott and Gloria, and we want to wish all of you from the Elcott Cave in Deacon, Tennessee, that's wonderful, thank you, yes.
Thank you very much.
From the in our Elcott Cave, we've raised $600. We're going to purchase perhaps a nice present for you. Someone said, dildo, dildo. And so that was very interesting.
Thank you very much for the phone call. Appreciate that. Let's go to another call. Here is... Here's Chester. He's on a mobile phone there in San Francisco. Chester, go ahead.
Hey, everyone, and congratulations. This is Chester Adman, and I live in the Bay Area, and I'm excited to be able to be on the air with you, Dr. Elcott. You changed my life, and congratulations on the betrothal and the blending.
And are you a member of a local cave?
I'm not yet. I was going to join the Richmond Cave. They were patched over from the Richmond Cave. Got patched over from the Oakland Cave. Oh yes, I understand. Yeah. So.
What do you mean patched over?
What are you guys, bikers?
Take it easy. No, this is. They were two of the coves, the caves. You start out in a cove.
Yeah.
We started out in a cove and then we became a cave. Yes. And then they came and then they patched over into a cave.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah. Just want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas. Not a Merry Christmas. I mean.
Happy blending.
Yes, a happy blending. And just the fantastic things that you've done. And I'm really... All right, thank you very much, sir.
And here is Chastity, and she's in Miami.
Yeah, hey, Dr. Elcott and Gloria, it is a wonderful thing. I want to congratulate you. Your name is Chastity, huh? Yes, it is. It's Chastity. It's Chastity Abercrombie. Are you trans? No, I'm a man, and I have a wife, an actual woman who's a wife. My name's Chastity.
And were you named that by some hippie? No, that's the name that I was given by my parents. I've come to accept it. Anybody that doesn't like it, you know what curbite is, right? Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Anyway, congratulations, folks.
Thank you very much, Chastity.
You're very welcome. Larry, good luck in the panorama. I'd like to be you. I wish I was you.
Now you want to be out there wearing skin-tight pants, huh?
Yes, I do. Good, I do.
Thank you very, very much for calling us today, Chastity. And Dr. Elcott, any final words?
Well, any final words? The first thing I'd like to say, Larry, thank you for joining us for our full blending, for the introduction of our blending, and you in the panorama with the sucked-up pants. And Gloria, congratulations on great depth perception.
Thank you very much. Now, I know you're being a bit sarcastic because of the fact that full X-ray vision is what is hopefully achieved. I don't know one overlord that has it, though.
I don't either, and that's why great depth perception, I don't know what it gets you.
Like I said.
I mean, you saw a guy picking his nose in the back row. It's fine with me, Gloria. It's, as I said, I've been waiting for the longest time to get...
You've been waiting how long to get what?
Nothing.
Gloria Grover, I'm alive.
Thank you, everyone, for the wonderful wishes. Ed, would you like to say anything?
I'd like to just say that we're very happy to be rolling out our panorama. Skin-tight pants. Every member of Elcott will be wearing them from now on. I'm Dr. Ed Elcott.
You want to drain the tub?
Drain the tub? Oh, you have to take the plug out of it.
What did you think she meant?
Well, I thought she was talking...
Yes, Gloria Grover, I'm Alive. Executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One.